Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast. This is the holiday season. We are fully in it, people. The parties are happening. We're out. We're about. And I wanted to use some episodes this month to really help you stay healthy during this holiday season so that when we get to January and we get to the other side of this thing, you aren't having to scramble and operate on the back foot just because December was a write-off. We can still have a good time and also get to January feeling our best. So, without further ado, let's talk about it. Apple cider vinegar is literally one of my favorite things ever. It is a health powerhouse. And I feel like now we're all talking about apple cider vinegar because it's the darling of the food world, because we all now recognize how amazing it is. But that being said, I did not know that apple cider vinegar was amazing until maybe 2 years ago. And now, you know, people are talking about it, you know, in Oprah Winfrey magazine, Dr. Oz is talking about it, everywhere on Instagram. But it isn't until, I would say, you know, 2020, where people are talking about the benefits of apple cider vinegar and not just the benefit for your salad or your salad dressing. And so I wanted to give a whole episode to this beautiful liquid to tell you how to use it this holiday season, and I mean beyond, to help it help you live and be healthier. So you're going to use your apple cider vinegar in various ways. And primarily, you're going to use it for your blood sugar and you're going to use it for your gut. Those are the two things that if we can manage those and keep them, and maybe they're not optimized yet, but maybe just keep them where they're at, that ensures that you're not feeling like you're operating on the back foot when you get to January. And so the first way that you're going to use it is for your blood sugar. And when it comes to consuming apple cider vinegar for your blood sugar, you want to consume it 1 to 30 minutes before a meal that is carby, or before a meal that has dessert, or before a meal that you are also sort of like drinking during that meal. Because apple cider vinegar consumed within that 1 to 30 minute window helps mitigate the glucose response by up to 30%, which is huge. Humongous. That's the difference between being snoozy and feeling energized and excited after the holiday meal or the holiday cocktail party. And so you want to take 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and about 8 ounces of water. The amount that you dilute the apple cider vinegar doesn't necessarily matter in the case of using it for blood sugar, because we want the acetic acid, and the acetic acid is the active ingredient that we are gunning for when we're using apple cider vinegar for our blood sugar. Now, in the Glucose Glow Up community, my membership community, I have many beverages that utilize apple cider vinegar and make it actually taste delicious. But a few things that you want to be mindful of is if you have GERD or gastritis or ulcers, this is simply not the tip for you. I'm sorry, there's other things that you can do to manage your blood sugar, but this just isn't it, because it's going to cause you more discomfort and potentially make what you're going through and what you're dealing with even worse. And I don't want that bad energy on me. So I'm just saying that if you have any of those issues, maybe leave this one on the shelf. But we want the acetic acid. That's what we're concerned with. That's the ingredient that has the effect on our blood sugar. And so I like to take apple cider vinegar in just like a tiny little vial thing, very cool intentions, but nothing illicit in there, with apple cider vinegar when I'm going out socializing, because regardless of what happens, at least I have it. You know, I might not need it. I might have a meal where the vegetables start first and, you know, I can, you know, sequence my meal in a way that is effective for my blood sugar and I don't have to pull out the apple cider vinegar. That being said, knowing that I have it on me means that I just know that I'm good. I can get a glass of water, I can find a straw somewhere, and I can have my apple cider vinegar before I get into my, you know, party or my whatever. And so the thing about apple cider vinegar before meals is preparedness matters, because if you're out, which most of us are when these things happen, when we have these types of meals and social events that revolve around potentially like sweet, carby, alcohol-y things, you need to be prepared. You need to just have your game together. And I like, and again, the preparedness really comes just one time. putting the apple cider vinegar in like a to-go thing and putting it in your purse. If you use that purse all the time, just leave it in that purse. If you drive to places a lot, leave it in your car. So it's like somewhere that's like close-ish. But I think the key to having apple cider vinegar before your meals is making sure that you have the apple cider vinegar when you are having these meals, whether it's at home or whether it's, you know, out at an event. But using apple cider vinegar this holiday season to manage your blood sugar and keep it stable so that you're energized, you're not tired, your immunity is good, because everybody gets sick during the season because everybody is out, everybody is about, we're causing inflammation, we're drinking, we're having blood sugar spikes and dips, it's a whole thing. But if you can be mindful to just be prepared with some apple cider vinegar, this does not need to be your fate this holiday season. Now, when it comes to using apple cider vinegar for your gut health, there's a little bit of a shift. So when you're considering apple cider vinegar for your gut health, you don't necessarily need to take it before every single meal. That's going to have more of an impact on your blood sugar, certainly if you have it diluted in water. Now, if you are using apple cider vinegar for your gut health, you need to first make sure that the apple cider vinegar is raw, unpasteurized. It has the mother in it, because that is where all of the microbiome beneficial bacteria exists, in that raw form of apple cider vinegar. And so when we're drinking apple cider vinegar for our blood sugar, it can be any vinegar. It doesn't have to, I mean, I wouldn't use balsamic just because generally those have sugars added to them, but it could be white wine vinegar, red wine vinegar, apple cider vinegar, white vinegar. I mean, white vinegar is definitely like really hardcore, but it will work because they all have acetic acid. That said, when we are using apple cider vinegar for our gut health, we must and we absolutely have to have that mother, that bacterial culture present, because it's not the acetic acid we're concerned with, while we love, it's the gut health beneficial bacteria that we're concerned with. And that only is abundant in the raw form of apple cider vinegar. Now, along those same lines, when you are consuming apple cider vinegar for your blood sugar, you're having, you know, 1 tablespoon in like 8 ounces of water. It being diluted is not that big of a deal. That said, when you are consuming apple cider vinegar for your gut health, you need to not dilute it that much. So 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar to about 2 tablespoons of water or less, 1 tablespoon of water. I mean, you could raw dog it and just do the apple cider vinegar, but again, very hardcore. I'll leave that in your court. But you don't want it to be too diluted, because you want to make sure that the concentration of all of those bacteria actually reaches where it needs to reach, which is your gut. Now, you also want to make sure that, again, anytime you're consuming vinegar or lemon juice even, or anything that's acidic, is that you're using a straw. We love our teeth. We love low to no dental bills. And so making sure that you use a straw is of paramount importance. Now, when you are consuming apple cider vinegar for your gut health, you're going to do it in the morning, first thing, on an empty stomach. And that is so that all of those yummy, healthy bacteria don't have to compete with food, with digestion, with anything that anything that you've eaten all day. It doesn't have to compete yet, because there's nothing in there. I tend to take my apple cider vinegar for gut health when I take my probiotics in the morning, and I do that on an empty stomach first thing. I generally take the apple cider vinegar very mildly diluted, not diluted at all. I take my probiotics. I wait a few seconds. I mean, maybe a minute. I start getting things together, and then I'll have water. I just want to make sure I give it enough time to sort of like get down there and do what it needs to do. It's very important that it's not diluted, because then it kind of, you won't get the benefit that you're hunting for as far as gut health is concerned. But consuming anything that is fermented, vinegar is fermented, that has raw unpasteurized fermentation, is going to be beneficial for your gut. And so if you have no problems with dairy, things like kefir are great. It is fermented milk. There's miso, which is fermented soybeans. There's kimchi, fermented cabbage. Sometimes there's cucumber in there. Eating a vast array of fermented foods means that you get food source probiotics. In addition to taking a probiotic, means that you're getting food source, you're getting supplement source. You're really just like covering, you know, everything. You're covering all of your bases. And this is just really important when you're thinking about, how do we use these tools that we have to be able to help me still live my life, go out, have an amazing time, you know, live, but, you know, still feel good at the end of the day, still sleep well, still wake up, have good digestion, good immunity. I mean, robbing Peter to pay Paul, meaning, you know, you're robbing tomorrow's happiness to enjoy tonight. It just isn't the vibe when you get over 30, I'll say that. But you, Paul and Peter can both have a good time. It's just about planning. And so this holiday season, I really just wanted to arm you with some, you know, bite-sized strategies that are quick tips that can help you this holiday season feel good, but also enjoy the holiday, enjoy the season. I know that for me, again, we talked about this in Surviving the Holidays. The holidays can come with all kinds of emotions. You know, I feel them. I'm sure you feel them too. But I think that being able to truly enjoy the holiday kind of circumvents some of those negative feelings. And alternately, when we are so, you know, strict and we're so focused and about like our health and this and that, that also takes the joy from the season too. And I'm hoping that I can help you cultivate health and also cultivate joy this holiday season. It's my wish for you. And again, for my kitchen, for my house, for my heart, to everyone listening every single week, whether this is your first time or your 10th time, happy holidays. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Glow Up Tips for the Girls podcast. If you like this podcast, and I really hope you do, please leave me a rating, a review, subscribe, share. I mean, open your window and just scream out, listen to this podcast. And if you have any feedback for me, please join me on Instagram at bianca.osborne, and you can give it to me there. The good, the bad, the ugly, I welcome it all. From my lips to your ears, shine on. See you next time.